In a column this week in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Bureau Chief Gerald Saib asked, "Is Iraq affecting America as much as America is affecting Iraq?" Gerald Saib joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
And you just didn't make this a matter of infrastructure or strategy, but your question was addressed to what the United States represents.
And it sort of goes to Seoul, you know, and it was a question that occurred to me in part, I guess, because of my own experience. I used to cover the Middle East for the Journal, spent a lot of time in the region and some time in Israel. And it's a question that I found Israelis asking themselves a lot, which mm-hmm. is to say, we occupy Palestinian lands. We think we need to do that as a matter of national security. But as an occupying power, do you eventually and ultimately have to do things that you wouldn't want to do, wouldn't do otherwise? And does that produce a kind of callousness? And they talk a lot in Israel about how you have to live in a tough neighborhood, you have to become mm-hmm. a tough guy yourself. And do we really want to do that? And to me, the prisoner abuse scandal raised some of those questions for Americans in a slightly different context, but they go to the same deeper point.
The United States has been in a pretty good position to hear this debate that's been going on in Israel. Mm-hmm. Do you think American policymakers didn't think the debate applied to them?
I don't think they did. And it's an argument against being an occupying power. And at the end of the day, I don't think Americans are comfortable being an occupying power. We like to view ourselves as liberators, not occupiers.
You are familiar with the argument that terrorists can't be defeated by civilized people who are determined to observe what are considered to be rules that are highly restricted. You're familiar with the argument,
yeah.
I know.
In the war on terror, the war against al-Qaeda and the Taliban, we, the Bush administration, declare at the outset that we don't think the Geneva Conventions apply here because we're not fighting a conventional war. They're not fighting a conventional war against us. And mm-hmm. it's a little murky in Iraq because mm-hmm. the U.S. is now an occupying power in Iraq, and the people who it has detained are considered civilians because there really is no Iraqi army left except that which is fighting on the side of the U.S. Mm-hmm. So they're considered to be civilian prisoners who are covered by the fourth article of the Geneva Conventions. And so there are supposed to be standards that apply, which nobody in the Bush administration or the U.S. military disputes. That's, in fact, their position. The question becomes, were the people who were in the hallways of the prison told what they were to do? Were the ground rules explained to them? Were the people above them essentially saying, do what you need to do to get information from the prisoners? And in the midst of that, did the notion that, oh, by the way, the Geneva Conventions apply here really get translated to the people at a lower level who were walking the halls in a prison?
You were held, was it, for 6 days by Iranian authorities back in 1987. Mm-hmm. The why, if there was a why, was never quite clear. You had what they might have thought was a Jewish last name. Mm-hmm. They wondered about some of your contacts. But does this give you a particular sensitivity to, in your mind, maybe why it's important that any prisoner be treated with certain standards?
Well, it does. And people wonder, what's the damage here? Isn't everybody in a prison treated roughly? And what's the value of saying that the U.S. has the moral high ground? Well, the U.S. can say, we don't expect our people to be mistreated. And that does have particular resonance for me. And the notion that all's fair once you're in that kind of situation doesn't really ring true if you've been on the other side of the bars, which I unfortunately was. Unfortunately, it was a brief time there. But it does make you realize that there's a reason the international community wants people to play by the rules and that you're grateful for that if you are a beneficiary of the rules. And if that whole notion of rules and accountability goes out the window for Americans and others feel they have no reason to worry about holding to those rules, you know, people will pay a price. It will happen.
Mr. Saib, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Gerald Saib, Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal.